calling. I don't know.
You decide. Hello. How are you guys?
I hope you're doing very, 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 very well. Very, 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 very well.
I'm doing pretty well. I just spilled all over myself when I was taking a drink, and I hope you guys know that. And you know why I tell you? It's because I care.
Also, I've been battling with the fucking website for God knows how many hours.
Like a lot of hours, you guys. Like a lot of hours.
It's been really annoying.
I'll say it here first. I haven't said it anywhere else. So I have my Twitch merch that I did on, sorry.
Why did that get that sheen on it?
What is that? What is that?
I'm sorry. I bought a new lipstick. Oh my God. What is that color? Why is that on there? Get off. Get off my lipstick. I bought a new lipstick to try to get this color. You know that bright pink lipstick of mine? You know the one.
Well, it's bright purple, I should say, not bright pink. The bright purple lipstick of mine.
I bought a lipstick. That one's discontinued. And I bought one that's supposed to be similar. And I just opened it randomly, like, while I was talking. I wonder if it had, like, a chemical reaction with my lip gloss. Because it had this, like, multicolored, metallic-looking sheen on it. And I remember last time that I put it on, I was wearing lip gloss. So I wonder if it, like, reacted with the lip gloss. Oh, my God. Sorry. That was just, like, a weird science moment I had. Anyway,
I've already said it before, but I have merch existing on Stream Elements. And I'm not super, like, interested in the kinds of merch that they have. Like, they just have really basic stuff. Because their whole thing is, like, giving the creators the most money. But I don't really want to do merch to make money. Like, that's not really why I want to put merch out. I wanted to put merch out because I want to see it on people. And people aren't going to buy it if it's just boring products. Like, I think my designs are pretty fun, but, like, the products are a little boring a bit. I don't know. Anyway, I decided to do it on Spreadshirt. Ruby, my friend Ruby Vox, Ruby C. Witch, depending where you follow her, is, she uses Spreadshirt. And so I decided I was going to set up a Spreadshirt because I liked the quality of the stuff she has. But, it was a clusterfuck. It was just this big, huge clusterfuck. And the thing that's been annoying me now is, like, so there's an all page where you can look at all of your merch on the store. And then there's, like, men and women. Well, the all page doesn't show all of the products. It just shows, like, a few. And I'm like, but where's the rest? Where's the rest? I don't understand. I don't understand. But then if you click on, like, men and women, it shows the rest of them. Like, the products are all there. It just doesn't show them all in all. And it's very confusing to me. I don't understand why it's doing that. I don't like it. And I'd like a refund. Please, thank you. And I just want to figure out why it's doing that. It might just be because I just started up the site. But there was an ordeal getting this site up, guys. Like, you don't even know. You think, like, you do try to do one easy thing, and it doesn't turn out easy. Anyway, I hope you guys are doing awesome. I've been really busy this week. I think I mentioned it. I don't know what I mentioned. I can't remember. I'm all out of sorts. Maybe I didn't mention it on Patreon yet, but I have officially put in 30 days notice at my work. I've worked there for almost 7 years and it's time to go. I love it. I love the people there. I love what I did there, but, the job itself was getting really, really exhausting and I want to be like, I want to do this full time. I want to try to do this full time. And, you know, I have not been able to open commissions for a year and a half. And I kept trying to like kind of slip in commissions, and I just didn't have the time. And now I am going to have time to do commissions. Oh my God. Like, what the fuck? I'm gonna have time to do commissions. So that's really fucking exciting. I'm really, really, really excited about that. Keep it quiet. I try not to talk about it too much because I still have a couple weeks left at my job. But at the end, by the end of the month, I will be done at my job by the end of August. So, oh my freaking God. And it's majoritively because of you guys. Like, you guys directly, you listening to this right now, you are the reason that I'm going to be able to try to do this full time. I can't believe it. I never thought I'd be able to get to a place where I could like feasibly do this full time. And it's still going to be hard. Like, I'm not gonna lie, I'm not gonna sugarcoat it and pretend that, you know, I'm making millions over here. I'm definitely not. I'm going to be taking a drastic pay cut from my day job, which was in a professional setting. And, you know, I've been there 7 years. I've gotten a few promotions and I made good money at my job. So I'm going to be taking, you know, quite a pay cut, but it's worth the risk. It's so worth the risk to be able to be home and making content that I love, and being able to have more time, not feeling this whole the past 2 years, this has been my job. Like, making audio has been my passion and what I want to do. And I haven't been able to put myself into it as much because of this other thing that I was doing. And yeah, it was making me money and it was good and I like the people I work with, but it wasn't my passion. And it was so frustrating because I felt like I was hindering myself in this aspect. You know, I was hindering myself on with audio because I couldn't do all of the things that I wanted to do to expand. You know, I couldn't, I wasn't able to do monthly or weekly audios anymore on GWA. You know, my free audios have really been cut down in the last 6 months or so. You know, partly because Reddit and the issues on Reddit, but majoritively because I I'm busy. Like, I'm just constantly busy with work and trying to manage like four different, you know, like two jobs and being, you know, a family member and all sorts of things. It was really rough. And I've talked to tax people now and I'm gonna like get out on my own and I'm gonna do this. And it's so fucking exciting. I'm going to be putting out surveys soon, ish. When I've announced that I've quit, like publicly, because you guys are the first to know. You guys are some of the first to know. I let people on Discord know, but it was you guys, you know, it's people in the Patreon chat. So it's you guys still. But I'm gonna put out surveys on what you guys would like to see from me. You know, last year, January time, I put out a survey, and what I really got from that is you guys wanted to see me, you know, stream more. Everyone said stream more. So I did, and I have been streaming a ton this year, and it's been really, really fun. But I want to see where you guys want me to be in other aspects. So keep your eye out for that. I'd really appreciate you guys giving me your input, especially if you have been ever interested in a commission from me. I'd be very interested to hear from you there. Just see what you are looking for. There's also going to be another thing coming out, starting with an O. I'll leave it there. But I'm also going to be starting my own O page. OF. No, I'm gonna be starting something soon. That's a little bit more visual, but still, you know, not anything too much. And it'll have some different content. I don't want to do the thing where you're on every single platform and you know, my people who enjoy my work have to be subscribed to every single platform that I'm on. You know, I don't want to do that. It's probably going to be some cross-platform stuff. But yeah, I'm really excited. I'm just so excited. I don't really know what to say about it. I'm busy as fuck trying to get it all figured out. This month is just crazy because I'm doing a bunch of stuff at my job, trying to close out 7 years of my life. My family there, you know, not my real, like, family, but, like, my coworkers, they all were amazing. They all are extremely supportive. I told them that I was going into voice acting. I didn't obviously give them any further information, but I told them that I was, working on my passion more, and they were really supportive. My boss actually was like, hey, I'll reach out to some of my, colleagues in media, and like the news stations, if you'd like to do any like voiceover work for commercials. And I was like, oh my God, that's so sweet. Like, you know, who knows what'll come with it. You know, I'm not a local presence for voice acting, but it was really sweet that he was going to do that and reach out to some people. Cause he's like, yeah, support my girl. So that was very nice. I love the people that I work for. It was very hard to decide to quit, because I didn't want to upset them. Like, that was the main thing, is I was like, I have wanted to quit for years, and focus on this, but I could never imagine quitting because I could never imagine telling them goodbye. I was like, how am I going to do it? And I had to write like an email. I couldn't just call and be like, hey, this is what's happening. I had to write an email. And then talk to them afterwards, because I would have bawled my eyes out if I had done it the other way. But anyway, so that's that. So exciting things are coming next month. Well, okay, to be fair, exciting things are coming, but, next month, like once I do, so end of August is when I'm going to be done at work. And then I am going to take a couple weeks off, like not off, but I'm just not going to like do more work for audio than I currently am for a couple of weeks, because I just need a couple of weeks to just decompress. Like, it has been go, go, go for the past like 2.5 years of working two jobs and trying to keep my head above water with all the responsibilities and excitement that I had. And so I just want like 2 weeks to deep clean my house. You guys don't know how excited I am to just go through and do nothing for 2 weeks, but like clean every inch of my house, deep clean my house, relax, and just do Twitch streams and do like my normal stuff on Patreon, of course, like, and everything there, but just to chill. I'm just excited to chill. But then after that, I'm going to, of course, be, expanding. So it's really exciting. I think you guys will like some of the ideas I have. And then, like I said, I'm also going to be asking you guys what you're looking for. There's probably going to be a couple of changes to Patreon. I think they're going to benefit everybody, like going to give you more options, going to give you more, more bang for your buck for certain tiers. I think I'm just going to make everything better because now I have time. And I'm really excited, and you guys are going to be a huge part of it. Just answering my survey and letting me know what you want to focus on so that I know what I want to focus on. And yeah, I don't know what to say. I'm just so happy. I'm so happy. So thank you so much for all your guys' support. Again, this is 100% thanks to you. You guys are going to be my biggest source of income. Like, whoa, like that's crazy to think. Like, Patreon is going to be my biggest source of income. So you guys are gonna like be amazing. Like, I don't know, like, you guys are fucking amazing. And I'm definitely going to be dedicating to make the best content, as thanks. So yay. Super excited, more to come, way more things. If you like what you're getting now, dudes, buckle up, because I have so much passion left in me and so much excitement, and I think it's gonna be great. Here's to the rest of 2020, right? Bye, guys.